Already, the general election for Florida's next governor looks like it might get nasty.
The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda.
That's Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum's competition, Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis. After winning his party's nomination, DeSantis took to Fox News Wednesday morning to slam Gillum. DeSantis's comments drew ire from the Democratic Party, which called them racist. Fox News says it does not condone DeSantis's language. Just hours earlier, the Gillum campaign was on cloud nine after shocking Florida politicos.
We had over 500,000 people come out yesterday and support the underdog candidate at a very, very grassroots level. I think my four opponents combined may have spent close to $90 million to our six.
It was cheers, tears, and hugs as Gillum celebrated his victory in the Democratic gubernatorial primary in a downtown hotel.
Are y'all ready to flip Florida blue? All right.
Gillum has focused his campaign on education, environmental protection, and a livable minimum wage. In the waning weeks, he campaigned with former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders and attended a protest at the Capitol over gun control and a push to repeal the state's Stand Your Ground law. And Tuesday night, he delivered his victory speech.
I want you to know, as I have said, as I moved all across the state of Florida, that this thing is not about me. It never has been, and it never will be. This race is about every last single one of us, right?
In 2003, Gillum became the youngest person elected to the Tallahassee City Commission. He was elected mayor in 2014 and is consistently rated as a person to watch in Democratic politics. His name was briefly floated as a potential running mate for Hillary Clinton. And he addressed the Democratic National Convention in 2016. But even with all that, he never climbed higher than third in most polls.
Well, Andrew Gillum's win, to me, is very surprising.
Gillum's win has shocked even longtime election observers. Tampa Bay Times political correspondent William March says Democrats have a long history of nominating moderates, but Gillum's victory breaks with that tradition.
They're nominating someone on the left side of the field of primary candidates, Andrew Gillum. It shows the extent to which both parties are being pushed toward the extremes.
As it stands now, the Florida Democratic Party is coalescing behind Gillum. The rest of the Democratic gubernatorial candidates are all backing him, with Gwynne Graham telling Gillum to bring it home.
Now, Andrew, go out and win this damn thing.
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Daly.